Let's go. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We go to the next topic on the rulings on oath, and this is the repetition of the oath. The repetition of the oath. And the first matter is repetition, repeating the oath on one action. Repeating the oath on one action. And this takes the following case or situation. If someone says, for example, Wallahi la akulu hadha al-khubz. By Allah, I will not eat this bread. Wallahi la akulu hadha al-khubz. By Allah, I will not eat this bread. By Allah, I will not eat this bread. This is what repeating the oath on a single matter. Now, is this considered a single oath and therefore requires only one expiation in case of breaking it? Or is it considered several oaths such that an expiation for each oath would be required? You understand? Okay. The ulama, the scholars, differed regarding this matter. And the correct opinion is that it is one oath, and therefore only one expiation is required. And this is the saying of the majority or most of the scholars. And the evidence upon which they based this opinion is what is reported from Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, to have said, إِذَا أَقْسَمْتَ مِرَارًا فَكَفَّارَةٌ وَاحِدًا. If you make repetitive oaths, then there is one expiation. There is one expiation. Is that clear, the first situation? The first situation is repeating the oath on one action or one matter. The second, repeating the oath on several actions, different ones, on several different actions or matters. Clear? This is the second thing. And the example on this is like saying, Wallahi la akul al-yawm, by Allah I will not eat today. Wallahi, by Allah, I will not drink today. Wallahi, I will not travel today. So, in this case, if he expiates for the first oath, then he breaks the second one, then a second expiation is required. And therefore the preponderating opinion, and this is the majority opinion on this, is that for each oath there is an expiation if he breaks the oath on each matter. Is that clear? Now, the third one, making one oath on several actions on matters or matters. Making one oath on several actions. You understand? Are you following these three situations now? Making an oath, one oath on several actions. Like for example, if he says, Wallahi la akalt, wala sharibt, wala labist. By Allah, I will not eat, nor drink, nor put on clothes. Then in this case, the oath is one. If he breaks one, or if he breaks them all, then the expiation is one. The expiation is one, whether he breaks one of them or breaks them all. You understand? Now this is regarding the matter of repeating the oath. So therefore, repeating the oath on one action. In this case, there is an expiation, one expiation according to the correct opinion. Clear? The second one is repeating the oath on different actions. This means each oath requires its expiation if he breaks the oath. And the third is, making one oath on several actions, then in this case one expiation if he breaks the oath in one of them or in all of them. Clear? طيب. Now we move to the next topic, and this is the expiation. Kaffara. The kaffara tul yameen. The expiation of the oath. Al kaffara, what does it mean? Linguistically, it is derived from al kufr. Al kufr, which means covering and shielding. Why? It is called as such because it covers the sin and shields the sin. And from that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 29. وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. وَيُكَفِّر means he removes. Take away, expiate, and will expiate for you your sins. Yeah. The farmer is called kafir linguistically. Do you know that? The farmer. Why? Why the farmer is called kafir? Because he hides the seeds in the soil, right? He covers them. You understand? And from this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hadid 59:20. أعجب الكفار نباته. Listen, أعجب الكفار. الكفار, listen to what it means here. أعجب الكفار نباته. When giving the parable of the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, know that the life of this world is only play and that's different. Know that the life of this world is only play and amusement. 57 instead of 59. Okay. Pomp and mutual boosting among you, and rivalry in respect of wealth and children, as the likeness of vegetation after rain, thereof the growth is pleasing to the tiller. Pleasing to whom? أعجب الكفار. Listen. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعجب الكفار, pleasing to the tiller. You see that? نباته, vegetation, the growth is pleasing to the أعجب الكفار. Are you following my words? أعجب, pleasing, الكفار, the tiller. Now, the kafir is called kafir. The kafir is called kafir because of his denial of what is obligated upon him by Allah. Okay? And also, the sea is called kafir. You know that? The sea, al-bahr, is called kafir. Why? Why? Yeah. It what? It covers what's beneath it. It covers what's beneath it. Right? Yeah. And similarly, the night. Why? The night. Al-layl. Why? Because it covers with its darkness, right? It shields with its darkness, right? It shields with its darkness. This is the linguistic meaning of al-kaffara. Okay? The technical meaning is that which is the one who breaks the oath must give from food or clothing or freeing a slave to expiate his breaking of his oath. You understand? Clear? This is the technical meaning. Technical meaning. Okay, is this clear now? This is in terms of the linguistic and the technical meaning. The second matter is, what's the ruling? The ruling of the expiation is a must, is an obligation. And this is proven by the book and the sunnah and the consensus. In the book, it is the saying of Allah, وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. Remember, chapter 589. And from the to the end of the verse, and keep and preserve your oaths. And from that, is the expiation, is part of the preservation of the oath. And also from that is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Tahrim, verse 2. Surah Al-Tahrim, verse 2. قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحِلَّةَ أَيْمَانِكُمْ قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحِلَّةَ أَيْمَانِكُمْ Allah has already ordained for you the dissolution of your oaths. And this is the expiation before breaking, because it dissolutes the yameen, the oath. As in the Sunnah, is the hadith of Abdul Rahman bin Samura, radiallahu anhu. If you make an oath upon something, and you find other than it better, then bring that which is better, perform that which is better, and كَفِّرْ عَنْ يَمِينِكَ expiate your oath. And also with respect to the consensus, it is related by Ibn al-Mundhir that they, meaning the scholars, were unanimous that whoever swears by one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then breaks his oath, then there is expiation upon him. Now, in the next chapter, inshallah ta'ala, we will talk about the timing of expiation. When it is due, obligatory due, and what's the time to specify the obligated from the types of expiations, and the time to give the expiation, and so forth. All of this, inshallah, will come in the next topic, which is the timing of the expiation. والله تعالى أعلم وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا